Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Happy Victory Monday, Fitzy. Happy Mini Buy Monday.
I like the Mini Buy.
Yeah.
I love the Mini Buy. Actually, no, I don't like. I love the Mini Buy.
We don't even play.
I know.
Imagine how good you'd feel if you were a player and got the crap kicked out of you on Thursday night, and then we're like, but wait, do I have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off, coach, to do whatever I want to do and go wherever I want to go? I haven't seen too many tricklings of what people did. I'm no Jake in Boston, so I don't necessarily follow all these people.
I also don't, I kind of, can I really be honest? I don't need to.
Nope. Don't care.
Nope.
Don't care at all. As long
I don't know
as
if you got in, if you were in, if you sat the whole, spent the whole weekend, Andy, in the cold tub, shopping mall, Bermuda, in the gym, whatever.
And are you ready to return on Monday and get back to work and prepare for the Bengals and the final stretch of the season and all of that? If you can handle your business that way, that's all I care about. We talked in the first hour, though, a lot about comparing the Patriots to what you saw yesterday, Fitzy, across the National Football League from a team perspective. And I think we've landed on, the voters in our daily poll at WEEI Afternoons on Twitter have landed on, Patriots certainly feel like they're one of the three best teams in football, maybe one of the two best teams in football, maybe the best team in the AFC. What about by comparison to the quarterback? Drake May, you watched a lot of quarterback play yesterday. Good, bad, in between. You mentioned Shedeur Sanders. We had Josh Allen, who somehow went from 2019 Josh Allen early in the game to, oh my God, is he going to win another MVP Josh Allen for the final third of the game?
Freaking touchdown freight train in the second half of that game. But, you know, as MVPs are wont to do and guys who carry teams, when Josh Allen reminded us yesterday, even in the face of some bad plays and some bad bounces for him and his team in the first half, when the dude wants to throw off the horn rim glasses, rip off the suit, and put on the Superman costume, he can.
He did, and the last touchdown, I believe it was, he almost had a guttural scream in the end zone where he kind of just exploded towards the home crowd. I think you saw what Josh Allen can be. He can be single-handedly the best player in the National Football League. He can carry you in ways that other people can't carry you. But we also have our own MVP candidate, and we are awaiting the arrival of Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons. We're hoping to speak with him in the coming minutes here on a Patriots Monday. But I was wondering, Fitzy, as you kind of watched all the various games in the quarterback play, you mentioned Matthew Stafford didn't have another one of those five-touchdown wow Stafford games. Or if you go to J.J. McCarthy, who has been proclaimed to have it by multiple guests on the WEEI Afternoons program. If you compare Drake May, hell, if you want to compare him to Patrick Mahomes and what's going on in Kansas City.
Get crazy.
How'd you feel about Drake May as your mind compared him to whatever you were watching yesterday?
Drake May was just like his New England Patriots, top three.
Oh.
Yeah, like that. I don't like Josh Allen and Drake May belong in the same conversation, and not just they're both quarterbacks and quarterbacks of teams in the AFC East. They were two of the best quarterbacks in week 11 of the NFL this year, along with, oddly enough, Bryce Young. You know, Justin Herbert got smacked around. You know, Aaron Rodgers, nothing remarkable. We'll see what good old Dakota Prescott does tonight. Well, Jordan Love was also there, too. Funny thing about that, too. I know we're going to get more broad view NFL in the 4 o'clock hour. I feel like the good coaches always find ways to adapt and adjust to what's working best for their team and what's not. I think the Packers need to become a pass first team the rest of the season, and not just because Josh Jacobs got hurt. Like, it's like Jordan Love, you signed that $300 million contract. Let's see the super suit. Let's go.
And that is what jumps out when you start comparing quarterbacks.
Yep.
What they're asked to do, what they're capable of doing, mm-hmm. when they do it. You know, you want to talk about it. You know, Bo Nix makes the plays. He has a great defense. He has a borderline generational pass rush. They're putting up numbers in terms of pressuring the quarterback that are truly elite.
Holy Benito.
Holy Benito. And then he makes the plays, usually, at the end of the game, to get in position for the touchdown, to get in position for the field goal, whatever. He gets the plays. He had a Josh Allen, Drake May play late in that game where he rolls out, hesitates. Oh, my God, he's almost to the sideline in the line of scrimmage. Oh, he picked up 6 yards by just dumping the ball off late mm-hmm. to a receiver on the sideline. So I'm not the biggest Bo Nix guy, and I don't think Bo Nix measures up to Drake May overall, but he makes the plays he needs to with the game on the line. He's got a little bit of that it factor, and that works for the formula that is the Broncos with that defense.
He's a winner, if you will. Like, he's got the winning intangible, but again, this is somebody who is executing the best laid plans from a coach who specifically sought him out in the draft and said, there's my next guy. He fits my system. He is schematically appropriate for what I want to do. He's a slightly taller, almost as old version of Drew Brees, considering the guy started about 10,000 games in college. It works. But, like, you're never going to be able to compare the physical tools and the overall athletic ability of Bo Nix and Drake May. Never.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Right, but I look at Drake May, and his warts, somebody questioned me earlier, are you saying the Patriots don't have warts? I was like, no, I think I started with the Patriots have warts.
They've got plenty.
They have plenty of warts. They have the early defense. They have the red zone defense, which it seems to be is the top wart on the list of the guy who matters most, the head coach. He keeps bringing that up. Also Ted Johnson, but also the head coach, and he matters more than Ted Johnson. Earmuffs, no offense, Ted.
And also, Andy, we may soon add, we'll see. I mean, Vrabel did address it this morning on his Greg Hill Show interview, but you know, he gave Justin Fields his flowers as a mobile quarterback who was able, you know, utilize his speed and playmaking ability early on against them. We don't yet know if mobile quarterbacks are a weakness of this team. You know what's going to have to happen? They're going to have to collect a little more data and find out when they go up against Josh Allen again. And then ultimately, the pre-Christmas test, Lamarvelous down in Baltimore.
You know, and yeah, and they're going to have to deal with those challenges. And all these teams have warts. That was my biggest takeaway. Texter, I don't know why you mistook that I thought the Patriots were the perfect football team. I don't. In fact, I called them grown diamonds, lab-grown diamonds. They're not like the premier. They're not even the best Patriots teams in recent history or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we acknowledge their warts. But when I watched Drake May and watched some quarterback play yesterday, even Josh Allen had a ridiculous day. And it started out ridiculously bad. He was missing wide open receivers multiple times. Wide the F open, as the kids like to say. Mm-hmm. He also forced a couple throws over the middle that led to two early interceptions. The second one was the worst for me. I don't know if you were watching that game. It was a fourth down play, and they ran just a little swing route by the running back off to the left side. No one ran with the running back. If he throws it to the running back, not only does he get the 2 yards they need, he probably gets 22 yards down the sideline. But old Josh Allen, who's like, I can always make a play, the tight end's tight window, I'll fire it in there, fires it in there, it's deflected up in the air, it's an interception. I thought the beginning of that game yesterday, Josh Allen was the typical doing too much, trying to do too much. And then at some point he did much more than that successfully, which is weird because he kept doing a whole hell of a lot.
There was a point yesterday, I think you could even hear it in Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt's voices, too. Like, could the struggles of Buffalo recently, for, you know, losing two of their last three, you know, dropping one to the Pats and then playing so terribly and getting their doors blown off by the Dolphins last week, like, is this where they are now? Are they just going to be in this, you know, are they caught in the jet wash? Are they in a death spiral right now? You know, a little midseason swoon. And it's almost like Josh Allen saw the team via his reflection, reached down, pulled them out, and said, no, get on my back. I'm going to take you to the end zone time and time and time and time and time and time again. And was pretty remarkable. I mean, that was, I don't think he vaulted back to the top of the MVP race, but that was an MVP-like performance.
And that's why, and he's likely to be in the postseason. He right now is not on the outside looking in like, say, I don't know, Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson.
9 straight years for the Chiefs. Isn't that unbelievable?
It is
coming to an end.
It could be coming to an end. But you have the opportunity to say Drake May is going to be one of the two best quarterbacks in the AFC playoff picture, right? Because Josh Allen's going to be there. He's the reigning MVP. So regardless almost of how well he's playing in late December and early January, he's the aged best quarterback in there. And if it's no Lamar and it's no Patrick Mahomes and it's no Joe Burrow, Drake May is going to be the second best quarterback in the AFC, right? You're not going to give it to Bo Nix or
Daniel Jones or Trevor Lawrence.
Daniel Jones, Trevor Lawrence, Pittsburgh, if it's Aaron Rodgers or whatever, his injury situation. Like, Drake May could enter, and arguably, he could enter the playoffs as the best quarterback in the AFC. And I just think that's, again,
wild.
Yeah, wild. We didn't see it coming. We thought eventually you'd get to that point. But it happened much faster than we could have expected. And I think that was another comp that was kind of on display yesterday as we looked around the NFL and the quarterback play in the league. And I know this is a thing. Brady's been bitching about it. Oh, like the quarterback's play is not as good. We don't prepare these guys. We don't, you know, we promote guys based on skill and not ability to run the offense and scheme and all these things. But Whatever, Tom. Agreed. You might be right. You might be wrong. Don't care. Drake May has the scheme and the skills, and that's why he's so damn good paired with Josh McDaniels.
Do you think maybe this week when Brady does his oft-imitated, never-duplicated power rankings, do you think maybe the Patriots, who he had at 3 last week, do you think maybe they eke their... Do you think they eke their way up to two this week?
They should. I think they could, and I think they should. I think there's a strong argument to be made that the Patriots are the second-best team in football. We'll get to that. We'll get to the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Drake May, on a Patriots Monday. He is scheduled to join us shortly here on WEEI Afternoons. But as we await the quarterback, let's get in a quick trending with Dan Ball and back to the football talk and Drake May next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.